Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, this is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and today we're taking a look at Black women who wrote themselves into history. Incredible women who wielded the pen like a weapon and etched their names into our hearts long before the world was ready to hear them. From the first published Black woman poet to the pioneers of political speeches, these women defied the odds and demanded their voices be heard. But here's the thing, how many of us actually know their names? Well, that changes today. So let's go back to the 18th and 19th centuries, when a Black woman's voice wasn't just unheard in the Western world, it was considered radical and dangerous. Let's get into it. Imagine this, an enslaved girl, barely a teenager, scribbling poems by candlelight. Phyllis Wheatley, stolen from West Africa and enslaved in Boston, became the first African-American woman to publish a book of poetry in 1773. Her work wasn't just poetry, it was rebellion in verse. Her words challenged white America's hypocrisy. The very people who preached liberty were the ones holding her in chains. And yet, Phyllis wrote her way into their world, impressing figures like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. Her collection, Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, proved that a Black woman could think, create, and contribute to the literary world, even in chains. But did America celebrate her? Not quite. She died in poverty, forgotten by the very society that once applauded her talent. Let's reverse this by celebrating her in the same way we celebrate and revere poets like Wordsworth and Emily Dickinson. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. So now, let's fast forward to the early 1800s, and enslavement is still the law of the land. And women, especially Black women, are expected to stay silent. But Maria W. Stewart refused. She was the first known Black woman to speak publicly on political and women's rights issues in 1831. And she did it before a mixed audience of men and women, something unheard of at the time. Her speeches were fiery, unapologetic, and called out both white oppression and Black men who failed to uplift Black women. But Stewart paid the price. She was ridiculed and forced into silence, leaving public life after just a few years. Yet her words survived. Her speeches laid the foundation for women like Sojourner Truth and Ida B. Wells. Stewart's message was clear. Black women will not be invisible. So now, let's talk about Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, a poet, orator, and abolitionist who didn't just write about justice, she fought for it. Her poem, "Bury Me in a Free Land" became a rallying cry against slavery. She refused to be a silent bystander, using her platform to push for the end of enslavement, women's suffrage, and racial equality. She even shared the stage with Frederick Douglass, proving that black women weren't just supporting the movement, they were leading it. And here's the most incredible thing. In 1866, she stood before the National Women's Rights Convention and told an audience full of white feminists, "We are all bound up together." She called them out for ignoring the struggles of black women, laying the groundwork for intersectional feminism long before the term even existed. These women wrote themselves into history when the world wanted them erased. Their words challenged the hypocrisy of America's so-called democracy, and their voices still echo today. But are we listening? Next time you hear about American literature, remember Phyllis Wheatley. When we talk about the fight for women's rights, remember Maria Stewart. And when we celebrate poetry as activism, remember Frances Ellen Watkins Harper. These women were the blueprint, along with many others. If you love this episode, please drop a comment, share this story, and let's keep their voices alive. Until next time, stay informed, keep making history, and stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.